Proposed move to change the Nebraska electoral vote apportionment is dead. After a key state senator announced his opposition, Republican Governor Jim Pillen indicated that votes to change the system before this election have not materialized. Governor Pillen was urging the unicameral legislature to change the state back to winner-take-all status, like 48 other states. While the entire congressional delegation supported the governor's move, the legislature did not go along. Nebraska and Maine are the only two states that allow their congressional districts to carry their own electoral vote. The proposed change in Nebraska's status would likely have given Donald Trump an extra electoral vote, which could be defining in what is expected to be a very close election. Chances are much better to make a change to affect the 2028 election. The state adopted their current electoral vote system in 1992. It appears the first debate between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump will be the last. While Ms. Harris declined to participate in a Fox News debate that Trump accepted, now the Republican nominee has declined CNN's invitation to debate Ms. Harris on October 23rd. Mr. Trump says the date is too late for a forum, since so many people will have already cast a ballot through early voting. The Fox News political division released their current ratings of the 2024 U.S. Senate contests, which, for the most part, are aligned with other rating data. The outlier on their list is calling the Nevada Senate race a toss-up. All other data suggests that Democratic Senator Jackie Rosen has a significant lead over Republican Sam Brown. The new 538 data organization ratings find Senator Rosen with the strongest lead, plus 9, of any competitive Senate race. The Fox data shows Republicans gaining West Virginia and Montana, which would give the party a 51-seat majority. The competitive seat they rank as a toss-up is Ohio, which does appear to be the case. The Ohio contest featuring Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown and businessman Bernie Moreno is the one that could be closing in Republicans' favor. Clearly, the most surprising Senate race lies in Nebraska. Again, we see another poll that finds Republican Senator Deb Fischer in a toss-up race with independent Dan Osborne, while appointed GOP Senator Pete Ricketts enjoys an 18-point advantage, and former President Trump tops VP Kamala Harris with a 16% margin. According to the new Survey USA poll conducted for the Osborne campaign, the independent actually ticks ahead of Senator Fischer, 45% to 44%. Senator Fischer's problem is apparently with women, where the cell segment numbers find her trailing 37% to 52%, even when both Senator Ricketts and Mr. Trump have at least plurality support within the same segment. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.